For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Deep Revenue NFL Podcast. My name is Jack. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Emily Nerds. I'm here with my co-host Ryan. You can find him on Twitter at Ryan Garcia ESM. James, you can find him on Twitter at James Valentinas. And Jackson, you can find him on Twitter at Jackson Dells, too. Today's podcast, we're going to quote-unquote wing it, and we're going to be talking about just the current state of baseball. We haven't done this in a while with the four of us, so just things that are going on right now, you know, taking a look at the standings. It is the All-Star break and what have you, so James, why don't you get us started, because you know you have all the good ideas.
If you mean by the good ideas when I said let's just wing it, let's talk about a little bit of baseball. We can start with about how the Seattle Mariners are the best team in the American League. And then we can talk about how the Milwaukee Brewers are not a sore thumb, because that's what me and Ryan talked about last time. San Diego, 10 games back of LA, that just happened recently. Obviously, All-Star break, a lot of people consider this like the end of the first half of the season, even though it's just not half at all. Is there any specific team that you guys want to talk about just to get us started?
Let's talk about the Houston Astros.
Okay, go for
it. Why don't you get it started?
I mean, the Astros are a good baseball team. What else is there to say? I mean, they are, you know, a consistently great team. Weapon? No, but like in all seriousness, though, they are, you know, James just talked about how hot the Mariners are, and the Astros have kept them at bay in the division. Like the Astros have been, they're 3.5 or 4 games back of the Yankees, and the Yankees were on a historic pace. Like that team, the Astros have been quietly remarkable in four and a half. Okay, but my point is more so that they are like pretty close with the Yankees, who had a really, really, really good first half. They've been very remarkable all year. Their pitching is really good, and they've done it without Lance McCullers Jr. Their bullpen has been surprisingly good. I imagine they try to get better at the deadline with their bullpen, because you can never have enough pitching, but there's that. The offenses remain great without Correa. The offenses also remain great with Gurriel, not randomly. I mean, age is a factor here. He's been dog shit. Maldonado's always dog shit.
But he has a 95 WRC plus. It's not even that bad.
Gurriel?
Yeah.
I mean, he's also I'm saying relative to what he usually is.
Yeah.
You know, he's not nearly as good as he once was. Yordan Alvarez is the best hitter in baseball probably at this point. He absolutely kills baseballs, and I'd rather gouge my own eyes out than have my own pitcher actually throw a strike to him. And yeah, dude, like they're just remarkable. I don't know how anyone could see them as anything worse than like the third best team in baseball, maybe. I think that's maybe their floor. You could argue it's second is their floor, but I think their floor is absolutely third at worst. And you know, they have a good argument to be the best team.
I think it's victory lap time for certain members of this podcast. The Baltimore Orioles have the same record as the Chicago White Sox. Just gonna put that one out there.
Sure, the Chicago White Sox.
Your process is absolute dog shit, by the way. They were not.
They've allocated almost $100 million to like four relievers in the next three years. Like, this is not a smart run baseball organization. They have a shitty manager. Their lineup is mediocre at best. Their pitching was bound to regress. They lost their best pitcher. Their bullpen is decent, but then it's also not sometimes. I mean, this is just obvious. This was going to happen. Everybody saw this from a mile away. If you were a guy like Ryan who predicted them to win the World Series, you know, it obviously makes sense why you might, you know.
I predicted them to win the World Series. I predicted the Astros to win the World Series or National League team. I did not predict the White Sox. Last year, yes, but last year they were actually a really good team.
But I think when you look at this White Sox, like, just look at the situation they're in. This might be like the worst mismanagement of assets I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
they went from a decent team with a great, like, top tier farm system, then all those guys graduated, and now they all suck. Every single one of them sucks. except for Dylan Cease. You look at Eloy Jimenez, he sucks. Yoan Moncada sucks. Luis Robert hasn't even been that good. Like, sure.
2.2 war. Let's chill on him.
Fine.
He's a good player. He's just not the MVP candidate that I thought he would.
Everyone thought, oh, Luis Robert, Dark Horse MVP. Even I thought that.
He's my MVP pick. It is very much an L.
Like, even I'll take the L there. But, I mean, I just don't know what to say about this team. Like, you have ran yourself so far into the ground. Like, they might be bad for 15 years because they still think they can compete, and they should be able to compete. They have a roster of a competing team, but they suck. And I don't know how long they're going to let that keep going. It might be the rest of this year. They might fire LaRusso tomorrow. They might keep him around for the next 3 years. I don't know.
He's not staying for three more years.
I think you guys are kind of overselling. You know, I think you guys are acting like this is predictable. Grandal has a negative war. Moncada has a negative war. Eloy has a negative war. Pollock has a negative war. Like, these are good baseball players who are absolutely horrific, right? You can't predict that. Lucas Giolito, I thought.
If you can't predict, then how did I? Ryan, how did I predict it? If you can't predict that, then
I feel like Ryan's
the best catcher in baseball. You like Grandal.
Yeah, Grandal, the only person I'll say, I'll give Grandal the pass, you know, because I like him. The other ones I don't like, but Grandal's still good.
But, like, the bullpen, too. Like, they filled it with, like, I'm not saying it was smart to spend all that money on your bullpen, but it's not like they spent it on shitty relievers. They spent it on some, at least, league average relievers.
Yeah, but you
and can't, a lot of them have been worse than league average.
You can't give Kendall Graveman $8 million for 4 years or...
I'm not arguing it was a good move, but I said it was a bad move. I said it's fine that you can. It's a bad move, but you also can't stay in the same vein that you can predict that Joe Kelly's like one of the worst relievers in baseball.
But how come I
right?
did?
I get it. There's some variance there, and relievers.
I just confused.
You did it. You predicted them. You predicted them to be a competitive team, though. You predicted them to be up there in the AL Central, and they're not even close to that. They're awful, right? Like, no one, no matter how low you are on them, no one could have predicted them to be this bad. As James said, this is literally the worst management of assets I've ever seen in my life. Right?
People are praising Rick Hahn. Like, he's just not a good GM at this point. Like, really?
Yeah, I think he's. I thought better at his job than he actually was. He's not very good at his job. I think, you know, the problem is, too, what do they sell at the deadline? Like, what do they have that people want outside of that they're going to get great assets?
Abreu, Cease, Anderson.
Tim Anderson.
That they're going to sell. That they're going to
sell. Rendon probably has some value, too.
Again, who are they going to sell? Like, who are they willing to sell?
Johnny Cueto.
Probably everybody but Luis Robert, Eloy, and...
I don't think they'll trade Tim Anderson.
I think you guys are thinking of it from like what makes sense to trade. I don't think
they're never is what makes they're sense to never gonna move right. Tim Anderson. They're never gonna move Dylan Cease. They're never gonna move Lucas Giolito. Like, these are guys that they think are like the core of something.
Actually, Liam Hendricks could. They actually might move Giolito, but
Hendricks and Giolito makes a lot of sense. But they won't do it. Like,
They're not gonna move Michael Kopech. They're not gonna move.
They could get value for Cueto if they
want. They totally fucked up Kopech so badly. Like,
yeah, he's unbelievable. He stinks of he reeks of piss and shit. He's terrible. He's awful.
He has a 3.36 ERA.
Yeah.
Nope. ERA
getting
ERA.
Good results. And then
he's not striking out enough guys.
That's the thing. He just reeks of piss and shit.
If you look at, I don't know how they found like anything with Johnny Cueto because he's actually been pretty solid for them. You know, obviously the advanced sets aren't great, but I think he has some value if you want to trade him.
Yeah, team's gonna take him at the back of the rotation if they want to contend. It's just an innings eater and good run preventer.
Even if he's an average starter, average starting pitching that again can eat innings is still valuable on the trade market. Like, Jose Quintana has a market, and I would say that Cueto might be a little more valuable just in the sense
Quintana's
that
Quintana's a little bit better.
I mean, it's what, marginal, right? Like, you know, really. My point is, if Quintana has, you think he's a lot better?
I would say he's definitively better.
Okay,
Quintana. Quintana actually has good underlying advanced numbers. Like, Quintana's a 3.3 FIP. Cueto has, I don't know exactly. I picked off the page, but I mean, like, if you look at the White Sox, like, there's like, what's the direction here? Because this is the thing that we were looking at with the Cubs a few years ago, where they was like, you know, at some point they're going to have to sell everything. So you might as well just do it as fast as possible and just kickstart like the rebuilding process. Cause you're going to have to rebuild again. You're not going to be good. Unless they find a way, but they have, the problem is like, you can't buy because not only do you suck, you have nothing to sell. Like you have no prospects anymore. Your entire prospect pool is dried up because they either all graduated or got traded. So it's almost a worse position to be in than like the Nationals, where they suck and they have no assets.
But at least
they know they suck, and they're like, they're self-aware. The White Sox aren't self-aware, and so that might be their biggest downfall.
Well, also you have to consider the Nationals literally have like maybe six top 100 prospects sitting in one player, so they can replenish their premises at any point if they choose.
You know? It's going to be really funny when like the White Sox deadline is trading for Brandon Drury and that's it. Like that's going to be really funny. Like we know that's what they're going to do, right? Like they're going to trade for like a Brandon Drury type player, think they can compete, make absolutely no progress, miss the playoffs, go into the offseason and have to ask a difficult question about where they are organizationally. And Giolito's value is going to drop a lot because again, that's a whole half year of control and no team's going to be necessarily desperate to buy him the way they would at the deadline, especially at this deadline. It's Castillo, Montas, and then the steep drop off in starting pitching, at least controllable starting pitching. And I don't think they're smart enough to capitalize on it. Not at all.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it comes down to obviously how they decide to go with the deadline. I think they really could, if they really wanted to rebuild, like they could get a fuck ton of assets for in the deadline. They could probably be competitive in a couple of years again, but like this core, they kind of put everything into like they're not going to spend any more money, and their farm system is the worst in baseball by like a very decent margin. And I mean, they have good young players, but A, they're underperforming, or B, they just don't have enough. They have no depth. It's not, and they also have Tony La Russa, who it's like Leury Garcia, like second, you know, it's not, like they're not doing themselves any favors there.
But I mean, you look at like the biggest bright spot here is Dylan Cease. And he has, obviously, if they wanted to trade him, which they're not going to, he has probably almost as much value as any pitcher in the league. But and you know, it sucks that we traded him for Jose Quintana, but that's, you know, the past is the past. With Cease though, like you have a guy who, like, he's really found himself. He's striking out batters at just like an incredible rate for a starting pitcher. I think it's it might be one of the best in the league. He has the highest K9 in the league. I know that, but
what? Yeah, probably is the best in the league.
McClanahan percentage on his own team, but
McClanahan has to have a higher K percentage, I think.
I don't know. Cease is 34.4%, but all I know is that Cease has the most strikeouts per nine. But, like, that's not really the point. He's one of the best pitchers in the American League. He's second in the entire league in K percentage. But it's just, you can't have that many guys go through your farm system and graduate and only hit on one. And I guess you could argue they hit on two with Robert. But, you know, he's a lot, like, you haven't seen it at the major league level, right?
Him. Well, you definitely have.
Being super successful, like he's never actually put it together for a full season and had a great season. He's either been injured or whatnot. Like he maybe over the 3 years he's put up 7 WAR, but that's 3 seasons. So
one of them was 60 games. The other one was also like he didn't play as much because he was injured. But yeah,
I mean, I'm not docking him. I'm docking them. Like he's obviously great. But like, what do you do if you're Chicago? What's the next move? What's the next step?
Yeah, I probably would rebuild. That's my opinion.
I would absolutely tear it down. Like, I would start selling as much. Like, your farm stinks. I would try to keep Robert and Cease around as like my core guys, and just try. And I would keep Moncada too. He's at his lowest value. You're not trading him right now when he's, you know, you wait for his value to build up and you keep him around, or B, his value to build up and you trade him again. But you can't be where you are right now as an organization. Organization has to clean house. Manager, GM both have to go. You know, they hit on Colson Montgomery last year as a draft pick, which is great for them, but and they have to start drafting a little bit better over the next few years to make sure that they can build up an actual farm to complement selling pieces. Again, I don't think rebuild should take more than 3-4 years. I think at that point, once it takes more than that amount of time, you've kind of, that's been because you either acquire bad prospects or you're not drafting very well. But we'll see what the White Sox, they have to pick a direction. I think the direction they have to pick is rebuilding, because does anyone here have any confidence this team can beat the Astros or the Yankees or the Blue Jays or the Red Sox or the Rays in the next, or Mariners even, in the next, what, 3-4 years?
I have no, I don't think they can beat the Orioles.
Yeah, they can't beat the Orioles.
I don't know if in 3 years, I don't know if they can beat anybody. I mean, it's not going well.
So if they were to even make the playoffs right now, they're getting their shit rocked, right? Like, they're getting their shit rocked.
The Twins would rock their shit. Like, this is not, yeah.
The Orioles would beat them in a playoff series.
Yeah. I just think it's hilarious how they sold everything they had. They sucked for so many years. And then all that for what? To make one ALDS? That's your peak, is an ALDS appearance that you got swept in.
Not sweat.
No, they won a game. One
game. Oh, they won a game. I'm sorry.
And their generational prospect haul was the Chris Sale trade, in which they got Moncada and Kopech, and Kopech's been injured to the hell. Moncada was like an actually, like, he's, yeah,
he was good, role, but right? Now he's,
maybe he can be a starter.
He's taking the Carlos Correa path, where he's really good, bad, really good, bad.
But Correa, really, like, at least when you look at a guy like Correa, like, you can safely say, I think Correa is probably a top 20 player in the league. Can you say the same thing about Moncada? No.
I mean,
two good years.
I think Moncada is at least I think he's still a good major league player, but he can't be the best player in a return. You traded Chris Sale in his prime with, what, I believe 2-3 years of control left, if I'm not mistaken.
Like, you traded Chris Sale at the point that Dylan Cease is at right now. And you got, so like, just compared to that. He was a
better pitcher.
And he was better, right? And so you look at it, and it's tough to say, like, I don't know. And I think Moncada and Correa is a bad comparison. Correa is on a Hall of Fame trajectory, and Moncada's like.
Yeah, I agree with James there, sadly.
No, but actually, that's a good comparison, though. Chris Sale to Dylan Cease. I actually don't know if I would make the argument that at the time that the White Sox traded Sale, he was – that much better than Cease, but that's not really the point. If you trade a guy like Cease, you're going to get a massive prospect haul, and I think that might be the best way out of this situation, because you need a way out one way or another.
I think the rebuild can't happen with the current front office. Front office has to go first, manager everything, because they will fuck this up too, right? Like, you can't trust Rick Hahn, you know, at the helm. You can't trust with Tony La Russa in that clubhouse that this team is capable of tearing it down and building it back up again when that is the same regime that fucked up this rebuild, right? You don't get a second chance at a rebuild. You should never get a second chance at a rebuild when you're that incompetent, that bad. I mean, think of all the top picks they've had. Think of all the top prospects they've traded for, the farm they had, the money they were able to spend. I mean, I'm not saying this is a really extremely high pay like the Yankees, but they still have more money than almost any team in the AL Central, from what I understand, in terms of their payroll, right? So there's zero excuse to not be a good team in the American League Central when you're at this stage of your window. So entire front office has to go. Then they can start rebuilding.
I don't agree that you shouldn't get a second chance to rebuild. It depends how the first one goes. Like, obviously, in this situation, you don't want them to have a second chance because they were horrible. But if you look at a situation like the Cubs, where which is, again, what I'm just going to compare it to because it's easy. It's the same city. It's whatever. Like, this is – yeah, and that. This is Jed Hoyer's second rebuild with the Cubs. Like, he was president, then GM now. But that's not really that big of a difference. But I think he deserved to stay around. Yeah, yes, it's different. They won a World Series. But saying generally that a general manager or a regime shouldn't get two chances at a rebuild, I think, is unfair. But, yeah, I mean, I just don't know what to say. Like, they're going to suck for so long that I think it's hilarious, because White Sox fans last year were all like, oh, we're winning the World Series. We're like the greatest team ever constructed. Like, and you're not. And it's just great to see as someone who fucking hates the White Sox.
I'm here for it, man.
I will give you guys your files on the fact that they were not nearly as good as I thought they would be. But I will say the process of the what? Your flowers. Give you your flowers.
Files.
I thought he said files too. I'm like,
yeah, you definitely said
files. I said flowers. We can run the tape back. We can run it back. I will run it back. We'll get flowers out of it. I think it's the added context of what makes them more disappointing is this is a very winnable division. Like, there's no Yankees or Astros or Dodgers, not that dominant team. That division's very open, and they figured out a way to not only not lead the division, but be way out of the division race. They have what? What's their chance, you guys think, of that they win the division? Like,
I'd say like it's like 30 or 40% still. They're only two games back.
Three games back.
They're three games back of the division. I thought they were wait. Time out. I heard
500 something. Right now, and the Twins.
I saw a report.
44.
Well, oh, they played They played the Twins. Okay, that's my.
The point. Guardians are two games back, and the White Sox are three games back in the AL Central. But even then, like,
let's get our trusty source here, Mr. Fangraphs playoff odds.
But that's also gone up because, you know, White Sox have had a good last 10, Twins have had a poor last 10, so it was a lot farther, like, a week and a half ago.
Okay, so maybe, you know what, maybe they do have a chance. You know what,
but even if you make the playoffs, whoever the sixth seed is, whether it's Toronto.
Oh, the Mariners are going to kill them.
I don't think it'll be the Mariners because I think the Mariners are going to end up being the fourth seed, but if you like take a look down this line of AL wild card contenders, Cleveland beats you, Baltimore beats you, Boston beats you, Toronto beats you, Tampa beats you, and Seattle beats you.
Okay, I'm not confident Cleveland beats them. I think they would beat Cleveland, but Cleveland also like don't they own them or something? Aren't they like
really bad against Cleveland? Like, okay, fine, maybe Cleveland doesn't beat them, but like could we even like Cleveland's not making the playoffs as a wild card team. They're either going to make it by winning the AL Central or they're not going to make it at all. So that's not really something we have to worry about.
Yeah, the three wild card teams are coming out of the – or two are coming out of the AL East and
one's one's going to be Seattle.
I'm fairly confident, though, that I think that changes – I mean, I think the problem with that wild card right now is that I don't know how aggressive Boston or Tampa is going to be at the deadline, so I don't know how much better they're going to get compared to right now.
I don't think Boston needs to get better at the deadline. I think they have a good enough roster right now to make the playoffs.
They need
starting pitching.
James, you need some shit, Jax. Like that. Jax will tell you, like, you guys need help.
They need starting pitching bad.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Sale losses.
I have, like, Nick Bettman for ace right now.
First base is tough, but you can get replacement there pretty easily. It's not that expensive.
Franchi Cordero cannot be your starting first baseman. With respect.
Respect the French dog. He's Dominican.
They want Dom Smith.
You got Matt. Red Sox fans love that Dom Smith.
Red Sox fans. Like it was reported that the Red Sox fans on Smith.
Really? Actually,
yes,
that's not great. I'm not gonna lie, that was a joke.
I think the problem with the AL wild card right now is just that the deadline changes everything. Like if Seattle doesn't add much to the deadline, I don't think they're sustaining this. Their pitching stinks. Starting pitching stinks. Bullpen is all right. It's pretty good actually. Lineup is good for them, so that's pretty cool for them. But like they're not going to do anything in the playoffs if they don't add starting pitching. I think that's I'm sorry, you're not winning game two of a playoff series.
Well, they're going to get James Paxton back, which will or
James not Paxton back, is but... not a good pitcher anywhere. Like, you cannot.
He could be.
He's better than Brian Bello.
Not rely on give you anything. Like
no, I agree with Jackson though. He's an upgrade over what you currently have, and that's at least something.
It gives you more depth because losing pitchers left and right.
And it at least helps their bullpen too. Like they just need pitchers. They need like quality major league innings. That's what they need.
Innings.
I'm gonna say innings for the rest of my life.
So funny. Like why? When do you start pronouncing innings as innings?
Ever since I was born.
Why'd you do that?
I'm excited to.
Buddy came out of the womb. Innings.
Yes.
First word.
I think my first word was dad. If I don't remember correct.
I don't give a shit correctly. What your first word was, Ryan.
I was confirming, you know, I just want to give people the information.
My first word was caterpillar.
I want to be historically accurate. What?
My first word was caterpillar.
Okay, so anyways, as we were going, if we look at the playoff odds, some teams that are kind of like on the cusp, right? We've got Fangraphs actually thinks the White Sox have an over 50% chance of making the playoffs.
Then they're making the playoffs. That's it. All right.
The Phillies have a 45% chance. Do we think the Phillies are a playoff team?
The Phillies need to get like free Aaron Nola. This guy, this playoff does not deserve the Phillies.
I think the Phillies make it. I think they're a
Why free Aaron Nola but not free Zach Wheeler?
Aaron Nola's a better pitcher.
Wheeler is so much better than Aaron Nola.
I have a question for you, Jack. Why do you want to free Aaron Nola? Like, where do you think he should be freed to? Because I think that there's a team in pinstripes that like could free him pretty easily.
Fully agree. I think a team like the Chicago White Sox could benefit him in the pinstripes.
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right, let's play a little game here since you think Aaron Nola is so good.
Is this an ERA game?
No. We're gonna play a game. Would you rather have Aaron Nola or Max Fried?
Aaron Nola.
Shane McClanahan.
Aaron Nola.
That's Corbin ridiculous. Burns. Shane McClanahan's clearly better than Aaron Nola.
I'll take Corbin Burns over.
Kevin Gausman.
Aaron Nola.
Sandy Alcantara. Carlos Rodon.
Aaron Nola.
Justin Verlander.
Aaron Nola.
Dylan Cease.
Dylan Cease.
Joe Musgrove.
Aaron Nola over both of them.
So you think Aaron Nola is like a top five pitcher in the league?
Probably. Yeah, the only pitcher I'd say are definitely better are, I mean, when he's healthy,
DeGrom.
Cole, Burns, and maybe Alcantara, obviously, and maybe like a I was thinking.
You said you'd take Kevin Gausman, right? Or no, did you also said Aaron Nola?
Nola or Gausman.
So you don't think? Okay, I just think McClanahan is just so far and away better than Nola. But
I literally never make a good opinion about McClanahan because I hate him so much.
It's just unbelievable. Zach Wheeler is so much better than Aaron Nola, but I digress. Either way, they have such a dominant 1-2, and they still suck. I just don't get it. Like.
They don't suck. They're good. They're all right. They're a good team right now.
I mean,
aren't they in a playoff spot?
No,
they're not. Because it's them. Is it not the Mets, Brewers, and Dodgers for the division?
They're tied. And then Padres. They're tied with the Cardinals.
No, the Cardinals have a worse winning percentage. They're at 5-3-2, and the
Blues
at
5-3-3.
So whatever. Yes, they're in a playoff spot. Yeah.
Atlanta and San Diego are shoo-ins, I think. Like I think it would take a lot for either of those teams to miss the playoffs. San Diego, they might, because they did last year, where they had just like the worst second half in the history of baseball.
They're only one game ahead of the Phillies in the loss column, so it would not take much. It would just take them slightly underperforming and the Phillies playing a little bit better. I think the Braves are a lock, though. If the Braves miss the Braves are arguably like the best team in the National League. If they miss the playoffs, that'd be crazy to me.
I don't think they're the best team in the National League. Make an argument they're better than
the Dodgers. Yes, you could. Yes, you very much could. You absolutely could. Right now, it's currently constructed. You absolutely could. 100%.
I don't agree.
Make the argument that the Braves are better than the Dodgers. Are you crazy?
Okay. Hey, again, I want to preface this by saying I think the Dodgers are better. But at the same time, I think Atlanta has – they're comparable teams. They are comparable teams. Atlanta has the best pitching staff in baseball. Atlanta has the best pitching staff in baseball, and they have a good offense.
What?
They have the best pitching staff in baseball.
What the fuck?
They have the highest
innings, and now it's the Braves.
Timeout. They have
We're not having a timeout.
They have produced more wins above replacement than any other.
I don't give a fuck about wins above
pitching wise. That's fucking and.
Right, I have a tennis ball here, and I'm gonna throw it to you. All right, you see this tennis ball? This represents
Ukraine. It's like gonna do shit against you, dog.
All right, pull up. John, pull up. I'll throw this to you and you'll get hurt.
I think you're just upset that the Braves are really, really good.
I think you like the Braves because they like the tomahawk chop. And I think you like the tomahawk chop. I'm just being honest, man. Like
I just think they're really fucking good. I see you
like,
chill.
Your house. Like I see you like doing the tomahawk chop like this at home. Like you'll go before you go in the shower, you're like,
guys, let's fix your form where it's more like, oh, no, I gotta stop. That's not true.
Terrible.
We're gonna clip Jack doing it and we're just gonna post it.
It's like, dude, I swear you probably have like a framed photo of Trump doing the chop. Like,
realistically, like, though,
a real note. I'm being, is this a real note? Like, I think you actually love the tomahawk chop. No, that's probably why you're a Florida State fan.
What?
Yeah, you're literally a Florida State fan.
I don't even know who Florida State is, bro. Like, I'm being rude. I know the Gators. Who the? No, they're the Gators. Yeah,
what?
Dog.
They're the Seminoles, you fucking idiot. It's
Florida State.
Two different schools.
Oh. Oh, wait. Is it UC? Is it UF?
UF and FSU are different schools.
No, I'm thinking, which one's the Gators? It's UF, the UCF, Gators is, I'm asking, bro.
Okay. Here, I'll explain this to you. Florida Gators, SEC, right?
Okay.
FSU Seminoles, ACC. And then UCF is, what's their mascot?
Central Florida.
The Knights?
Oh, yeah, the Knights. It's the UCF Knights, and they're in the AAC.
Didn't the Seminoles, that's where Jameis Winston came from, right? That's where he played for.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's where he was born.
All right. Yep. And, no. Okay. And Alonzo Wentz played with the Gators.
Alonzo went to Florida.
Where did Clanahan go? He was in Florida, too.
He went to USF, I think, right?
He went to USF. They're the Bulls, I think, right?
They're actually a pretty good baseball team, yeah.
They have four
recruits drafted this year.
My point is, all right, I think the Braves are very good, and I think you guys are kind of a little bit underrated.
Spencer Strider might have a higher K percentage than any of the guys that we said earlier.
You see, Spencer Strider, he's a dude. I'm telling you, he's a guy. He's a dude.
If you lower the innings, Spencer Strider has the highest K percentage among starters in baseball.
Again, dude. But, I think so. He's a dude.
But he's
a guy.
He does. 37.9%. 2.5 CR. Like he's a great pitcher. Rookie of the year, I think. I think he should win it. I don't know if he will. But
no, I think he'll win it.
Dog, look at the 1-3 in that rotation. Fried, Wright, and Strider. Morton's getting unlucky this year. I think he'll turn it around some point. He's been a lot better in his recent starts. Ian Anderson reeks of piss and shit. you know. So they need a 5-starter.
Okay, but
imagine them with like, you know, a Frankie Montas dog. He was?
Yeah, I think so.
You're joking, right?
No.
Wait, but did he actually pick? Oh,
well, okay. He was on Ian Anderson's dick like the entire offseason. So I don't know. I think so.
But why? He reeks of piss and shit. He stinks.
Dude, Maxwell Resnick said that my sources were 12-year-old Yankee fans. And then.
Well, he's right. Like, your sources are 12-year-old Yankee fans.
Wait, 12-year-old Yankee fans are pretty good sources, though.
No, they're just voice in your head. Like
they're just the voice of the schizophrenia. You
think? I could have guessed that. I could have guessed Mitch Garver was going to the Rangers. I could have guessed that.
Yeah, in like June, right?
Yeah, and I guessed. You know, I could have guessed that not only that Garver was going to the Rangers, but that IKF was going back in that deal to the Twins. Like I knew that. So you know.
Okay. Well, nobody cares. Better.
I don't care. Anyways.
So if we just like okay. I don't know how you can make the argument that they're better than the Dodgers. The Dodgers.
Ready?
Let's play another game here.
Starters might be better than any starter on the Dodgers currently right now.
Fucking nuts, Kershaw.
Who do you think is better?
All three of them.
Oh, Kershaw. Fuck, I forgot about him. Yeah, Kershaw. Okay, yeah, Kershaw's probably better than any starter in the Braves rotation. You're right. No, I forgot about Kershaw. You're right. No, not bad. Forgot he was healthy. Because I said anyone healthy, because you know I wanted to leave out Bueller, because I don't know if Bueller.
Trevor Bauer's healthy. He's on the Dodgers. Where is he ranked?
Trevor Bauer. It's kind of wild. Like Trevor Bauer is like he has a really good case to be like one of the worst people.
I want you to know that the Dodgers had three All-Star starting pitchers.
Okay. Oh, well, I guess Andrew Heaney's also better than any starter the Braves have. Andrew Heaney's okay.
The Dodgers have four players with at least 70 innings pitched in their rotation with a sub-3 ERA. Two of them are sub 2.2. And
ERA.
Oh my God. We're looking at
innings. He uses innings. So just let him cut real quick.
So we're just going to look at this. Tony Gonsolin has 93 innings, 2 ERA. Tyler Anderson.
Stinks,
Tyler Anderson has thrown 97 innings with a 2.96 ERA. Tyler Anderson sucks. Okay.
He's an all-star.
Here's the thing. I think we could make a very good argument. There are two teams that are very much cheating this year. The Dodgers and the Yankees. Like, they're cheating, right? Like, there's no way.
It's like the Giants last year. Like, we all knew they were cheating.
No, but it's different. That was just like they were lucky. Like, the Yankees are genuinely cheating. You can't look at Tim LeCastro hitting that ball he hit against Boston and tell me that team is doing it legitimately. Like, you can't. You cannot. I'm sorry. You cannot look at me dead in the eye and tell me that team isn't cheating. I love that. I'm glad they're cheating because, you know.
How are they cheating? Winning. What are they doing?
I don't know. But Tim LeCastro hit a ball. Like, he fucking barreled that shit twice. This is the second time he did it this year. Like,
I saw Ryan in a chop after that. think Frank was in Atlanta.
Who's in Atlanta? What?
I saw you doing the chop after the Tim.
Yeah, after Tim LeCastro hit it,
dude. Okay, man. Okay. You know what? Like, I could find. I'm gonna find the tweet on when Jack was on MLB Nerds and said that I should be deported. I forgot where I had the screenshot, but I need to pull it up. We're just gonna tweet it. I'm gonna go on the main account and just tweet the picture. See if I can find it. I have a screenshot of you saying I should be deported on MLB Nerds, the account.
I mean, I wouldn't say that out loud, but like,
I'll say it out loud. I'm a call ice right now. On the podcast, live call in from ICE.
Bro, you guys have no chill. You know who's gonna love this? Our potential interview guest.
Okay,
Jesus,
I'm just kidding.
We got it. Okay, let's. How about we move on?
We're not editing this part out, by the way. We're leaving it right in there.
Let's move on to how about we talk about who's a good team we can talk about?
The Oakland A's.
I have a better idea, Ryan. I have a better idea. Let's do some rapid fire trade deadline predictions.
That's better.
So let's do that because that's a good idea, and your idea was not very good.
Fuck you, Jack.
Give us some players, and I don't really care.
Who here, I'll do it. You guys tell me where you think they're going.
All right. Yeah, James is definitely spineless. He can't give his own opinion, so that makes sense.
No, I'll give them two, but we'll go like this. So MLB trade deadline players. Who's like the top players that are going to get traded? Well,
Castillo, maybe Soto, Montas.
All right, here we go. 125 players.
Holy shit. That's a lot of players.
Ready?
Oh, this is the Athletic. I don't have the Athletic. Whatever. All right, so we'll start with where do we think Luis Castillo is going?
Yankees. Smash. Yankees.
Wow. Okay. I was trying to clip this, but nope.
All right, fine. We can do it again.
Yeah, you know,
I really think it's going to be tough, but I really do think Luis Castillo is ultimately going to end up with the Yankees. Brian, what do you
think? I also think he's a Yankee. I think the Yankees have a great farm in terms of depth. I think they're, you know, the Reds have, there are guys that were mentioned. I believe Will Warren's one of the guys that was mentioned in that Athletic article, I believe a month ago, that the Reds have interest in, and that's always a good sign. And the Yankees have Peraza, who could be MLB ready, and Kyle Former is not a good defender. So, you know, maybe the Reds want some defense at shortstop. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go San Diego.
You're coping.
Castillo.
No, that's a good decision.
Ryan, stop agreeing. That's just cope.
I think Luis Castillo, Ryan was talking about this last time. I think he could end up in New York, but on the Mets.
Yeah.
I think that would be a great destination for them.
I hate to be that guy, but the schizophrenia tells me no.
I'm pretty sure there's a report.
12-year-old Yankees fans.
12-year-old Yankees sources are telling me no.
Okay.
I'm actually going to second that with Jack. I'm pretty sure I saw a report. I'm not going to say definitely. I thought I saw a report from like an actual Mets source. They were saying they're focused more on bats, you know, on starting pitching. I just think Castillo would be like.
So you know, if we continue more starting pitching, Frankie Montas, where is he going?
Dodgers. I think he might end up with the Dodgers. I think that's a pretty good fit.
I hate that I'm agreeing with Jack twice, but where else the Dodgers are going to get a starting pitcher, right? And where else are they going to get it? Castillo or Montas? They're getting one of the two. So Montas.
I'm going to go Minnesota.
It's a good pick too. That was my second pick.
I don't know. So I don't know if they'll do this, but I think that he could end up in St. Louis. I think it'd be a good fit, but and they need they definitely need a pitcher, but I just don't know if that's the guy they're going to go after or if they're going to go after anyone at all. I think the last pitcher I even think is worth mentioning, because obviously there's guys like Jose Quintana, but last guy I think is worth mentioning is Martin Perez.
He's staying.
I think you think he's staying?
But he's staying.
Oh, he's Texas not. Rangers. 12-year-old Texas Rangers fan sources.
Oh, yeah, the 12-year-old schizophrenia is telling me that. The Rangers are looking to not trade him. So,
All right. Look at relievers. David Bednar.
He's staying.
He stays.
Michael Givens.
How about the Orioles? Give him a return of the Orioles. The Orioles buy, and they get Michael Givens back.
All right. David Robertson.
You love Ryan.
Red Sox. I think Red Sox are Robertson.
I would also agree with that, actually.
And I think Givens goes to a spacious ballpark. I think he goes to a team like the Giants. I think he's a fly ball guy, spacious ballpark, gives up a lot of home runs. I think the Giants just make sense for him.
I don't know who else is going to be on the relief pitcher market. Maybe a guy like Ian Kennedy or
Daniel Bard, maybe.
Or Andrew
Chafin. He's not getting traded. The report said he's not getting traded.
I feel like Andrew Chafin, Tigers, that's a guy who would probably get traded.
Yeah, I think he's a Met.
Has a little bit of value.
The Mets want him in the offseason, though. It makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
They'll force their way to get. He's not going to be too pricey. The Mets need left-handed relievers to fit.
But, all right, let's move on. Let's go with catchers. There's only really one here. Actually, there's two. We'll go with the smaller one first. Sean Murphy. Who's getting Sean Murphy?
The smaller one? You think Sean Murphy's a worse player than Wilson Contreras?
No, yeah, absolutely.
He absolutely is a better player than Wilson Contreras. Yeah. Like, that's you're selling way too high on the value of what Wilson Contreras has been this year.
I think Sean Murphy,
like, that's like me saying, often,
but I think he's a better player than Wilson Contreras.
But I think he'll command more in a trade because
Murphy, yeah, obviously, because he's got way more control.
Because he has one, not one extra year. Because he's not even arbitration yet.
Yeah, he's also the better player. So
he's really not the better player, but whatever. Contreras, we haven't given teams. Where's Murphy going?
Murphy, I gave a stand.
You think he's staying? I think they're going to try and move him. I don't know where.
Not many teams really need a catcher. Yeah.
Houston, New York.
Like the ones that are contending.
The Yankees or the Mets, you mean?
The Mets.
Why would the Mets get Murphy if they have Alvarez coming out probably next year?
That's why I think Contreras is
maybe
a good
the
fit.
Maybe the Twins. There. I mean, Gary Sanchez is their catcher.
Yeah, Sanchez fucking stinks.
What'd you say, Jack?
I said the Mets wouldn't go after him, but Jackson said the Twins. That kind of makes sense.
All right.
I'd say Padres if he gets traded. Padres. They need catching too.
I have seen every goddamn fan base think they're getting Wilson Contreras. I don't think there's gonna be that much of a market for him. I don't know if Houston. I don't know if Houston is like self-aware enough to know they need a catcher. Obviously, they're smart, but like
Houston is not self-aware enough to know that. Yes, they are.
They love Maldonado there for some reason. There's a reason he's been there for so long.
Well, he's so good defensively, and without ABS, he's pretty good back there.
He's a good backup. I think Houston, though. I think Houston the best.
All right, we can go first base, Josh Bell.
I think he's Houston.
Houston, you think?
Yeah, why would he stay? The Nationals are very clearly going to sell.
I didn't say they trade him. I didn't say they wouldn't trade. I said Houston's interesting. I kind of agree with that. I said.
Oh, I think he should stay.
I think he might end up in Tampa Bay, but who knows?
I'm gonna go Boston.
All right. Boston probably makes sense too.
Is there any other first baseman? Jesus Aguilar,
Crone.
If he counts.
CJ Crone. What'd you say?
I said Trey Mancini. If he counts.
They're not gonna trade Mancini.
I don't think they're gonna trade him.
They are. The schizophrenia tells you they are.
All right. What about we can go second base, Brandon Drury. He's a third baseman, but we'll just stick with infield. Brandon Drury.
I'm trying to think. What's like a bad team? A good team that has a bad second baseman.
Maybe Baltimore. They don't like Ramon Urias. I don't know. It's kind of tough to tell.
Maybe the Mariners. Because what? Adam Frazier is kind of shitty, right? And Toro hasn't been good. So Mariners. Well,
Suarez has been good.
Yeah, but he plays. Oh, couldn't you put Drury at second, though, and put, you know, Suarez at third, Drury at second? Yeah. And that would work. I mean, I don't know how good he is at second anymore, but.
Am I back?
What?
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back. Yeah, you're back.
I have my Ryan Wi Fi for a second there. Where are we at?
Maybe
now?
The Giants. If they want.
We're at Brandon Drury.
I think the Giants make sense. Giants are raised, to be honest with you.
What about a guy like Joey Wendell? Think he'll get moved?
No, I don't think he gets moved.
He can get moved to the bench.
Yeah. He's not very good.
Hey, chill on him.
Doesn't Joey Wendell have good numbers?
Yes, he's been all right this year. He's he has a 109 WRC plus and solid defense with versatility. He's a solid major league player. What happened?
There's a lot of other guys I'd rather have than Joey Wendell.
I don't disagree. I think it's more so I'm thinking from the sense of IKF is my shortstop and Wendell can technically play shortstop. So.
Okay. What about Patrick Wisdom? I think I don't know if he gets the guy on the list here. Dom Smith, Miguel Rojas, like Mike Moustakis. I don't think any of these guys.
I think we kind of finished the list here.
Yeah. All right, go outfield. Andrew Benintendi.
Blue Jays. He gets vaccinated against the Blue Jays.
I think if he gets vaccinated, Blue Jays be a fit. I think if he never somehow gets vaccinated, it's going to be interesting to find what his market's going to be. But yeah, I guess.
What about a guy like Ramon Laureano? You think the A's hold him or
Marlins? They'll trade him. I think Marlins could work. I think the Yankees could work.
Marlins.
Ian Happ.
Happ also could be the. I'll take Happ to the Yankees instead of Laureano. Laureano the Marlins, Happ to the Yankees.
Okay, and then I guess Brian Reynolds.
Reynolds stays now because he has the injury, so he's gonna stay.
I guess that's kind of it for outfielders, huh?
Yeah, it's not a great. This deadline is gonna be kind of weak.
Okay. Let's go
one. Soto gets moved.
One more outfielder, Juan Soto. Where's Juan Soto going?
Nowhere this like term. He'll get traded in the offseason.
Some teams called, like I said, like five teams called. I don't know if anything that's done.
I feel like for a guy like Juan Soto, 29 teams will call. I just don't think a call is what matters.
I think he's not going to get moved at the deadline, but if he were to get moved at any point, it is St. Louis. That's where I think he's going. Or the Dodgers.
Either LA or St. Louis, yeah.
It's like San
Diego could make sense.
But... yeah. I just think that they can't top whatever the Cardinals and the Dodgers can offer. I do think he ends up as a Dodger just because they can give him the mega contract the second he lands there. Like, I don't know if the Cardinals are going to necessarily say, here's $500 million. Like, they don't have that track record of doing that, whereas the Dodgers have, you know, fucking...
Well, Padres do.
The Padres do, but again, I just don't know if their farm... Like, I think the Dodgers are the perfect mix between having one of the best farms in baseball and having some of the best financial assets in baseball. Like, if the Mets... prospects became trade eligible while Soto was still available on the market and the Nationals were okay with dealing him in division, like that's a great destination for him too, because they would have enough prospect capital to maybe
you don't think San Diego can get a deal done?
I'm not saying they can.
I think they could. You go Hassel,
Abrams
or James Wood would definitely be traded.
Right. Guys like that, and then maybe they want a major leaguer, like a young one, but
Cronenworth.
Camposano probably. Like that. They're Ruiz. They're in Camposano.
But I mean, the Padres definitely have the assets to swing a deal and the money to pay Soto. I just don't know if they want to, because if you pay Soto, you'd have literally $1 billion in three players.
But those are three really good players to have that much. Yeah, but money you can.
They have so much money, and you can like figure ways around
Who's the third? Oh, never mind.
It's Machado, Tatis, and Soto. Then,
Machado's probably gonna opt out when he gets his opt out next year. I think he's opting out. Like he's playing so well, he's still gonna be 31. Like,
you don't know about Adrian Machado,
huh?
You don't know about Adrian Machado.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but like, you don't think? Okay, do you think he could get like more than 5 years at $150 million if he hit the market again?
Okay, yeah, definitely.
So, like, yeah. Like, I remember before the season started, people were like, oh, Arenado's not opting out. Arenado's absolutely going to opt out. He can get more money than what's left on his contract, especially with the year he's having right now. Some team's going to be willing to do it. Like, you don't think the Mets would sit back and say, yeah, fuck it, we'll give him that big deal? They absolutely would. And the Cardinals wouldn't be able to say anything. We wouldn't be able to counter that offer because they don't have financial assets like the Mets do or whoever the fuck happens to make that big offer.
All right, and then I think the last guy that's even worth mentioning here is Nelson Cruz. But like he's not. Baltimore. He hasn't had a great season. But I mean, obviously, what'd you say?
I like Baltimore.
Baltimore.
That'd be a fun fit again. Bring him back.
I think you don't want to bring him to a ballpark like San Francisco, where you know it's fucking deep as hell. I would say maybe like, God, the Brewers. I mean, who necessarily needs a DH right now that like desperately needs it and is gonna trade for Nelson Cruz with his old age and regression?
I just don't know
what the Brewers
are doing.
He wouldn't be expensive. You're right. I'm just saying, like, who's – like, it's still a roster spot, right? Like, you know, who's going to give their roster spot to Nelson Cruz over other guys in the market? He's a 94 WRC plus bat. You know,
the bat speed regressing. I mean, that's negative value.
Yeah.
He's like, a 94 WRC plus bat with
– as DH.
A track record, though. Like, there's, like – there might be something there.
Yeah. He's old though. Like you can make the logical conclusion he's just washed, right? Like that's a logical conclusion you'd make. And I think that'd be the right conclusion. It's not like his quality of contact is the same. It's way worse than years past, right? Like this is just a player who isn't as good as he used to be. And I don't know why you would use a roster spot on him if you're like the Orioles. Like, why? You know, what do you gain from it? Go get, like, there are other rentals in the market. If you desperately want a rental, go get Josh Bell, right? If you get Josh Bell and you move Mancini, right, you have someone you maybe want to extend in Bell and you get asked. I don't know what they're going to do.
Okay. Yes, Cruz has a 94 WRC plus, but he also has a 125 WRC plus in the past two months. So, like, I mean,
just be a hot streak.
Is it just a hot streak or is the other part just a cold streak?
I think it was a hot streak to balance out a really bad cold streak. It's not, if you had like a, if you told me 170 WRC plus, like I'm like, okay, that's the, you know, like 125 isn't like, you know, scorched earth. You know what I mean?
This is 2 months. Do you have a 2 month
hot streak? No, this is an extended. He got progressively worse last year and he's 42 years old. Like,
I mean, yeah, I just think a team like Milwaukee makes perfect sense because I don't know what the hell the Brewers are going to do at the deadline, but I don't see him selling.
He doesn't even kill, like, he doesn't even, like, kill left-handed pitching. It's a 95 WRC plus versus lefties this year. Like, he's just so meh. He's just so okay. You can find a Vogel back on the market who will probably be a better DH than him right now. Bell, Crone, if Crone gets dealt, I think we kind of – I don't know if we talked about Crone, but yeah.
I think
Mancini, even Santander, I would rather have as DH, I think, at this point. Or I think because of the years of control, I don't know what use he brings to your roster. And again, you're using a roster spot and as a contender, like it's like bringing on Gary Sanchez minus the fact that he can play catcher onto your roster and expecting like actual value from that roster spot.
You think, we can wrap it up there then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it for this episode of the Drive NFL Field Podcast. If you like what you saw, give us a 5-star rating, whatever platform you're listening to. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok now at Deep Drive Pod. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Emily Nerds. Check out my website at EmilyNerds.com. Follow Ryan on Twitter at RyanGarciaASM. Follow James on Twitter if you want at James Valentinas. Follow Jackson on Twitter at JacksonL2. It's been a Drive the Left Field, and we will see you in episode number 65.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.